Hello, I'm Trevor Rosenbaum, and you're listening to Quick Career Convos by the UNO College of Business Administration Career Center. Welcome to Quick Career Convos. In this episode, we explore the fascinating world of real estate and the real estate and land use economics concentration at UNO CBA. Our guest expert, Mr. David Beberwick, a real estate instructor and academic program director, shares valuable insights on the field of real estate, its concentration, and the exciting career opportunities it offers.
Mr. Beberwick, thank you for joining us on Quick Career Convos today to discuss the real estate concentration. Can you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and your experience in real estate and then what you do at UNO now?
Sure, Trevor. Thanks for having me on here. My name is David Beberwick. As you said, I've been at UNO for 8 years and I get jazzed about real estate. I was a commercial property manager in the 1990s and up through 2000. Did some government property management work, residential brokerage, which is buying, selling, leasing, since 2006, and actively licensed in Nebraska, Iowa, and Florida. Key takeaway is I get jazzed about real estate, and that carries over into my job at UNO as the program manager for the real estate program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I certainly can see you getting jazzed about real estate just in the newsletter you send to real estate students every week. I always enjoy those and the information and energy you bring. On that note, what makes you love real estate?
Okay, what's not to love, really? Real estate is everywhere. I mean, you can run from real estate, but you really can't hide. From the moment you're born, you're immersed in the real world and the real estate environment. Another thing I love about it, you look at home ownership versus rental stats. Home ownership allows people to build wealth, even if their savings isn't great or they can build wealth. So I love that it can help just people working their way through life to build some wealth. Okay. From a career perspective, there are so many options in real estate. Most people think of selling houses, and that's a great thing, but there's so many other options and we'll get to them. And a lot of them require field work. You know, working on a computer is great, but a lot of jobs in real estate, you get to get out of the office and into the field interacting with people. So that's a quick overview of why I love it.
Well, thank you. I've heard that it's possible to get into real estate without a formal education, and maybe the licenses you get are more important than an undergraduate degree. Is this accurate? And if so, why is it optimal for students to pursue a bachelor's degree in real estate?
Yes, what you said is true. In the state of Nebraska, you can get a real estate license by taking 2 30-hour courses, and they can be offered at a commercial school. There's a couple of commercial schools in town, and a 6-hour seminar, professionalism. You go through a background investigation, pass a state exam, which is not necessarily easy. It's pretty challenging, but you can do this with a high school diploma. So you can hop into real estate that way, and that would enable you to get your license to help buy, sell houses. And you could get into commercial, but it's a little more challenging. Obtaining a degree, though, will open doors and many other opportunities in real estate, which I know we're going to talk about in a little bit. It will make you a better, more well-rounded practitioner with more advanced finance, business, and real estate knowledge. And you'll probably have better networking skills going through CBA. A lot of opportunities for that. Many employers seek these skills, and they do require a degree. Finally, and I'll just say this, all of UNO's real estate classes, you know, from principals to investments to the finance courses we offer, appraisal, all of them are approved by the Nebraska Real Estate Commission. So students who go and get their degree can also, what I call double dip, after completing 2 UNO courses, they can get their real estate license. So those are the advantages, I think, of getting a degree. But like you said, it is possible to get a license without formal education.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of CBA, another thing that many students find valuable at CBA is you can pursue multiple concentrations, sometimes even 3 or 4 concentrations, to really mix and match what's important to you and what you want to learn. So are there other concentrations at UNO that maybe real estate students often take in combination with the real estate, or that you think are valuable and can help and amplify their real estate skills?
For sure, for sure. A short answer is, as I said up front, real estate is ubiquitous. It's everywhere. So really, just about every concentration or major can complement real estate nicely. The longer answer is that it really depends which aspect of real estate you want to go into. There are many that are especially good. Finance is a great fit if you want to go into commercial real estate, investment real estate, or corporate real estate. We have many students who marketing and sales who want to get into the brokerage business. That's buying, selling, leasing, commercial or residential properties. Accounting goes great for those who want to get into portfolio or real estate asset management. Entrepreneurship is a good match for just having that general business savvy and ability to solve problems. Outside of CBA, we have quite a few students who are in construction management. That's a great fit for those seeking, and we have a real estate minor that complements that. So students outside the college can apply some of their coursework towards getting a real estate minor. We also have a real estate certificate for those who already may have a degree or simply want a credential on their resumes. So there's a lot of ways you can go with this. I have people with education degrees in my classes. I have people with psychology. So it really can go anywhere. But I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, thank you for providing the wide variety of areas that you can combine with real estate and get value from. Moving out of the classroom a little bit, are there any CBA organizations that students should look into if they want to grow their industry knowledge in real estate?
For sure. We have the Rho Epsilon Student Real Estate Club. It meets 5 to 6 times a semester. And we usually have some field trips. This semester, we had 3 field trips. So lots of activities, lots of exposure to different career options and networking opportunities. Many folks, students get find jobs or internships through their participation in the club. Many students are interested in real estate investing, regardless of their major. So in addition to Rho Epsilon, students who are interested in investment, I always have them take our investments class, which is REL 4390. And there's an organization called the Omaha Real Estate Investors Association. Again, a great resource. And we have speakers from that organization in our Rho Epsilon. So we have a lot of synergy with the community. And just there's a lot of opportunities for students to learn about real estate and network.
Mm-hmm. Earlier, when we were talking about the different concentrations, you spoke about how real estate can fit with so many concentrations. So I'm guessing there's also a lot of career paths within real estate. Can you talk about some of the common career paths?
Sure, sure. We could talk about this for probably an hour if we wanted to, Trevor, but we'll keep it short. My first week in my introductory class, I do a module on this, and the scales fall from the students' eyes because most people think of, they watch HGTV, they think of home buying and selling. And like I said, that's cool, but there's so many. So I'll just give a quick overview here. Brokerage, which I mentioned is the buying, selling, but, you know, of commercial or residential. And by commercial, I mean, you know, office buildings, shopping centers, all that stuff. Real estate development. You drive down around Omaha, there's all kinds of new buildings in redevelopment going on. Appraisal is evaluation. You're putting a dollar value on real estate. Real estate assessors, they do the similar thing, but they do it for tax purposes. Okay. You have the banking side, mortgage lending. You have real estate law. Some of our students go into law, become even attorneys. You have the title business, which is all about the background work and the ownership of real estate. I mentioned corporate real estate. Something called right of way. You know, when you build a highway, the government may have to take land. Having expertise in right of way is very important. You have real estate investment, which a lot of people do, even if they don't pursue a career. You have property management, asset management. Those are the biggies, but we could talk for a while for this. So I hope that helps give a broad overview of the options that are available.
Yeah, that definitely clears it up for me, just throwing a lot of those examples out there. Continuing thinking about careers, are there employers in the Omaha area that students should look into, whether for an internship during their undergraduate degree or for a full-time career after graduation?
Yeah, there's a lot with all those different options. There's many, many, many companies too. So I'll just throw out a few employers that we work very, very closely with, and they help us out. They come, give talks through our classes, Rho Epsilon. Like if you're going into residential brokerage, there are probably 500 brokerages, different businesses in Omaha, small ones, some large. One of the larger ones is Nebraska Realty. That's a great one to get started. They have great education. So that's a good company. Realty One is a small organization. Again, this is for residential brokerage going into that, but there are many options in town. Commercial brokerage, again, not quite as many, but you know, maybe 20, 30 commercial brokerage firms. We have a great relationship with NAI, NP Dodge. They speak to our classes. We just did a field trip last month with Sage Capital and Investments. So those are two commercial. On the corporate front, you know, depending where you want to go into, Union Pacific hires a huge number of our students. Kiewit, City of Omaha, Burlington Capital are a few, you know, companies and organizations. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, a lot of people don't know this, but they have a real estate division here, right here in Omaha. And there are probably about 50 to 60 people, real estate people working in Omaha for the Army Corps of Engineers. So Scooters has been expanding. They have a pretty large real estate department. When you think about it, every large company needs real estate expertise because land and property is a huge part of their, you know, their cost or expense. So whenever I give this module in my class, I just encourage students to think outside the box. So I hope that helps gives an overview. There are a lot of opportunities in Omaha and beyond. A lot of our students go elsewhere too.
Yeah, and working in the Career Center, I'm certainly aware of how many opportunities there are for students. So if any student listening feels like they need help searching for an internship, an appointment with the Career Center, and we can help you find the opportunities that are on Handshake and that also aren't on Handshake. Next question, what would you say to a student who was listening to this podcast and is kind of thinking maybe real estate is for them, but they're not exactly sure that they want to pursue a concentration in it? What would you say to this student?
I love this question and I get it a lot. And I am on a campaign to have every college student. So if you're listening to this, I'm talking to you. Every college student take introductory real estate course, real estate principles and practices. The number is RELU 3410. Because regardless of what you're going into, you're going to have to deal with real estate and someday spend some hard earned money on it. And perhaps you already have. So why not be informed? I've yet to have a student who took the introductory course who said, yeah, that wasn't worth it. Everybody comes back to me and says, at some point later in life, this they're going to need this. So having said that, if students aren't sure about a concentration, I don't do a hard sell on a concentration. I do a hard sell on that introductory course. And then after you take that course and you learn all about the different options available and a little bit about the business terminology, after you take that course, then I say make a decision about whether you want to get a concentration in CBA or get a minor if you're outside of CBA or even the certificate. So that's my that's how I approach that question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of the concentrations here at UNO, there's kind of a class built into the business core where you kind of get that introductory class and you'll have to take it in pursuing your undergraduate degree. But real estate is not one of those courses. So I think that advice to kind of go out of your way and take that course to not only see if you're interested in real estate, but also learn those skills that'll help you at some point, certainly down the road, is very valuable advice. My last question.
Yeah. And it'll also count as an elective, you know, a general or a business elective. So it won't go to, it's not like a wasted course. Right. I hate to use that term, but anyway, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for clearing that up. Lastly, do you have any advice for students, whether students pursuing real estate, thinking about pursuing real estate, or just students in general?
Yes. 3 points. One, I'm a broken record when I say this. Take real estate principles and practices. You won't regret it. So that's my first bit of advice. Okay. Number two, and this is general advice, and you hear this a lot, but you need to follow your passion, do what you want to do, what makes you happy, and you know what you're interested in. You don't want to do what other people tell you to do. And when you know what your passion is, you need to get the knowledge and skills necessary to be successful. That's a key part of this. So if you have passion without the knowledge and skills, it's really just a dream. So get the knowledge and skills to help you reach your goals. Okay. And finally, when you're successful, and as even as you're becoming successful and working your way to where you want to be, do whatever you can to help others in their journeys as well. You'll never regret helping someone else. Okay. That is my words of wisdom from the old man. And that's all I have, Trevor.
Thank you so much for providing that extra advice and all the knowledge you shared with us today. And thank you most of all for taking time to invest in our students by having this conversation today.
Yeah, thanks for doing this, Trevor. I appreciate the invite. It's nice talking to you.
Mr. David Babrowick has shed light on the dynamic and multifaceted field of real estate and the opportunities it presents. Mr. Babrowick's experience and passion for the subject has provided valuable insights into the real estate and land use economics concentration at UNOCBA, highlighting the significance of formal education in pursuing a successful career in real estate. Whether you're interested in commercial real estate and finance, investment analysis, property management, or other real estate related careers, this concentration equips students with the knowledge and skills necessary to thrive in the industry. Please take advantage of the resources and organizations available, explore various career paths, and consider the vast opportunities that await in the realm of real estate. If you're interested in pursuing a career in real estate, please reach out to your advisor today.
This has been Quick Career Convos. If you have any ideas, comments, or questions regarding this podcast, please email UNO Career Center CBA at unomaha.edu with podcast in the subject line. If you would like to have UNO-specific career advice in your feed, be notified of events on campus, play weekly career trivia, and more, then follow our Instagram at UNO Career Center CBA. Quick Career Convos is a UNO CBA Career Center production. Our music is created by Nico Staff. Until next time, I'm Trevor Ozenbaugh.